Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president forcefully clearing the streets by Lafayette Park, clearing the streets of peaceful protests.
Where force was used, as I said the day before, to clear the president's way to St. John's Church for that photo op.
The president wanted this photo op, and he wanted to disperse that crowd.
Department of the Interior Inspector General report found the decision to move the crowd back was made hours before U.S. Park Police leadership learned of the president's photo op.
It's an issue of controversy, but the narrative we thought we knew is not the reality.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
As a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science.
Why are you always picking on me? What did I do to you?
You know, maybe he ought to buy an emotional support pony. But Dr. Fauci needs to cut the crap.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Usually when you start referring to yourself in the third person, it's usually a sign that things are spiraling out of control. Just ask Wade Boggs. That was the first time I noticed this phenomenon, when Wade Boggs announced that Wade Boggs had a sexual addiction. And I've noticed it ever since. And now Dr. Anthony Fauci has gotten into this situation where Dr. Anthony Fauci is being attacked. And he is, and it's even worse when you claim that you are something larger than yourself, in this case, science. They're not attacking Dr. Anthony Fauci, you understand. They're attacking science. And he said it on Monday, but he said it again yesterday. Wait, where are the people who tell these legends in their own mind, their aides, you know, shut up? It is better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to open one's mouth and remove all doubt. Same thing goes for Brian Williams. Brian Williams is accusing Joe Manchin of living in a fantasy world. I mean, it's crazy enough when they accuse him of living on a houseboat, like all the TV characters, you know, Quincy and Travis McGee from the McDonald novels, and MacGyver and Surfside 6. But now they're saying Brian Williams. Brian Williams, he was the news anchor for the fantasy world. Anyway, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We always like to lead with Joe Biden if we've got Joe Biden stuff, and I think the jet lag is catching up to him, or it would have caught up to him if he had anything left in his brain. I mentioned to Grace that today was the first day I've seen foreign politicians referring to him as senile. And so I opened up the Daily Mail story to see if anyone put a name to it. But it was unnamed, anonymous Tory conservative sources in the British government saying, they're saying we could correct him. What he said was wrong, but in 10 minutes he wouldn't remember because he's so senile. Unless he had one of his aides with him. My feeling is that probably by the end of the year, they'll be attaching names to that, you know? And anyone who thinks that, you know, he's not going to step aside because Kamala Harris is so bad, I mean, you have to understand how bad he is. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. So we've got a lot of Joe Biden cuts here today, but it's always good to lead with the numbers. And he's talking about giving away vaccinations and to the rest of the world. So we're going to start off here with there's going to be a quiz on this later on as to how many vaccinations we're giving away to the rest of the world. So get your pens out, because this will be a multiple choice. Cut number 9.
The United States will purchase an additional 500 million doses from Pfizer vaccine that will donate nearly 100 low and lower middle income countries. They will be the beneficiaries.
Okay. You got that number? Keep that pen handy. Cut 10.
The United States is providing these 500,000 doses with no strings attached. Let me say it again, with no strings attached.
Okay, so 500,000 have no strings attached, but what about the other, 499,500,000? Well, I guess they will have doses. They will have strings attached. Okay, let's try it again. Cut 11.
And the plan is for 500,000,000 doses that we'll be sending around the world to be produced in the United States.
They will be sending around the world to be produced in the United States. So we're going to send all the ingredients around the world on a trip, and then when they come back to the United States, we're going to... Who's going to fly it around? The RFA, as he kept referring to it yesterday, the Royal Force Air. Okay. All right. 844-500-4242. But it's always nice when you arrive in a foreign country to give a little nod and a salute to your hosts. Cut number one.
I'd like to point out that the greet from the British government has been exemplary.
The greet. Not the greetings, the greet. Okay. So then there's he wants to talk about Boris Johnson, who he has not been a fan of. Because last year, I think, wasn't he saying that Boris Johnson was a clone of President Trump or some such thing as that? But now they're buddy-buddy. Cut number two.
Prime Minister Johnson and I had a very productive meeting. We discharged and discussed a broad range of issues on which the United Kingdom and the United States are working.
They discharged a number of issues. Okay, that's good to know. All right. Well, we all know that the U.S. and the U.K. have a special something. Joe Biden wanted to talk about it. Cut three.
We affirmed the special relationship, as is not said lightly, the special relationship between our people.
The special relationship. Let's hear that one again.
We affirmed the special relationship, as is not said lightly, the special relationship between our people.
It's not said lightly, but it is said incoherently. Now, it wouldn't be a Joe Biden press statement without a little. Cut four.
That are the strong foundation of our partnership.
Yeah, there have been some famous leaders of Britain in the past, one of whom had an American mother. Cut five.
Prime Minister Winston Churchill and President Franklin Roosevelt.
You remember Franklin Roosevelt? He's the one who went on TV when the Great Depression began in 1929. There wasn't any TV or to speak of, and he wasn't the president, but he went on TV to discuss it anyway. It was one of those fireside chats. Numbers? We got plenty of numbers here. Cut six.
And a projected economic growth of 6.9%.
6.9%.
Those sixes and nines, they look so similar.
I know. They get to you. Who doesn't get, you know, 500,000,000, 500,000, 50,000.
They're going to make up the number later anyway. What does it matter, really?
Yeah, they'll get it straight in the White House transcript. It'll be out later today. Just read from the transcript, all of you network anchors out there. Then we have to get the name. Sometimes he calls COVID-19 COVID-9. Other times he has different names for it. Cut seven.
America will be the arsenal of vaccines in our fight against COVID-19.
It rhymes, okay? At least he got the number right. Sometimes he says nine. 844-500-4242. 508. Who is the poor bastard who has to transcribe this bleep? They don't transcribe it, though. I guess you would say I'm the one who has to transcribe it because I'm the only one who puts it down in a column by its, you know, with its, the way he said it. The rest of it, they clean it up at the White House. Cut number eight.
We have contributed more than any nation to COVAX, a collective global effort that is delivering COVID-19 vaccines across the world.
Ernie Kovacs.
The Ernie Kovacs Show.
Hey! Edie Adams. I had her on the show once. I wanted to meet Ernie Kovacs' wife. That was before they even named the disease after him. That's quite a tribute, though, to him, isn't it? The Kovacs. We've contributed to Kovacs. 855-42-42. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, we'll take some calls on this. What do you remember about Ernie Kovacs? Well, this last year, think of it as a tribute to Ernie Kovacs. He used to like to smoke cigars, you know? He was a pretty funny guy. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who's we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
I don't know if you heard this. You know, one more evidence today how great it is to be a liberal. Being a moonbat means never having to say you're sorry. Just ask Jeffrey Toobin.
So you're saying there will be no surprises after this that will come out?
There are no surprises out there about my conduct that I am worried that there is there's a skeleton that's going to be found. I live in the world. I know social media, what the reactions are likely to be. I hope they will be at least mixed. But people can claim what they want, but I don't think there is anything further that's going to come out.
Nothing further is going to come out. Isn't that what Carlos Danger said, too? And something further did come out. And he ended up moving to our fair state of Massachusetts, specifically to Federal Medical Center, Devens. Oh my goodness! So that was Jeffrey Toobin. He was fired or taken off the air at CNN when he was caught pleasuring himself on a Zoom call prior to the election, and now he has been rehired. It's pretty amazing. It's really amazing. Are their ratings that low? Do they really think this is going to inflate their numbers? So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should CNN have brought back Jeffrey Toobin?
Hell no.
97% say no.
I just want to know, what if this had been a conservative, somebody on Fox, somebody on any of these stations? Would they have ever been brought back? Hell no. No way. But it's great to be a liberal. Anyway, we have a VIPs here today, and we have a great spread from a Brazilian steakhouse in South Boston. And with us is the owner. I'm sorry, Anderson Wink. I'm having a problem pronouncing it. I'm not very good at Portuguese.
All right.
So get in next to the mic there and tell us the name of your restaurant.
Alma Gaúcha.
Alma Gaúcha.
Yep.
And what have you brought us here today?
Well, we bought a little sample. Of course, when you go to the restaurant, it's a lot more. But I brought some salads, some cured meats, cheeses, and, of course, the meats.
That's what I wanted. What kind of meats did you bring us?
We got some beef, chicken, lamb, and pork sausage.
Oh, pork sausage. What kind of beef you got?
I got some picanha, which is the house special, the most famous Brazilian cut.
What kind of cut is that?
It's a top premium cut of top sirloin. It's the part with the little fat ring around it. So it's really good, really flavorful. Got some ribeye and some fraldinha, which is the bottom sirloin.
Oh boy, that sounds great.
It tastes better than sounds.
And how do you cook it?
Well, you open on an open fire grill.
Yeah.
Sea salt only to preserve the flavor of the meats. So very simple and very flavorful.
Great. Where are you located in Southie?
401 D Street. just across of Lonondi.
Okay, so and you and I saw Memorial Day. You did a great spread for the Boston Cops.
Yeah, right? we're grateful to have the opportunity to team up with them, and we did last year for Labor Day. We did this year for Memorial Day, and I'm probably going to do for Labor Day again if we have the opportunity. That's a great way to give them a little bit back too.
Oh, that's good. That's great. Thank you for the spread for the Boston Cops, and thanks for the spread for our VIPs and our staff here today. We really appreciate it.
Always welcome.
Do you need a reservation to go?
Weekends definitely recommended. Weekdays is still a little like not that busy yet.
Yeah.
But as soon as we get the conventions back in town, we're definitely going to be very busy.
So you're going to you're kind of near the Seaport District.
Yes.
It's walking distance to all the Seaport, the Northern Avenue,
yes.
And the hotels
like
over there.
Like a block away, two blocks.
A block away. So it's So you got the best of both worlds.
We got the locals from South Boston, and we get the convention center. So right in between.
Are you at 100% capacity now?
Yes, back to normal life.
And you're open every day.
Every day, lunch and dinner. Lunch 11:30, 2:30. And dinner 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock during the week, and 10:30 at the weekends.
And so, what's the web address?
AlmaGaúchaUSA.com.
Alma Gaúcha, and that's GAUCHA, AlmaGaúchaUSA.com, and you can get reservations there. Can you get takeout as well?
We do takeout. Yes, we do.
Because that's what kept you going, right?
During the pandemic, yeah. I was there.
You got to take out drinks too.
Still, yes, the alcoholic drinks, but we have a non-alcoholic drinks that you can take anytime.
Okay.
And Howie, it's really good. I haven't tried it yet. Of course, I'm waiting, but if I were to have tried it, I would tell you that it's really good.
Yeah, no, it's I saw it last night, what was on the menu, and it looks fantastic. It really looks good. You guys are fortunate. We had Kowloon yesterday, and Kowloon is great Chinese food, and we love Kowloon on Route 1 North in Saugus. And this is great. I'm looking forward to this, and I'm glad. So business is coming back. You're going to be okay.
Yep. I think the worst time is over.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's the big hope.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. We thank you. And where's the debate? The BPPA is going to have a debate. Where's the debate going to be today?
It's via Zoom. It's live streaming on the Herald.
Okay. We'll tell you about the debate, the mayoral debate coming up. But anyway, Anderson Week, thank you very much. I'm going to go out there right now and take a look at the food. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Oh, man, that sirloin is fantastic.
The food is incredible. I was telling the VIPs, I'm like, wow, you guys lucked out. This is a great day.
Yeah, I'm not a big sirloin guy, but that was amazing.
I'm a big cheese person, and the cheese they brought in is out of this world.
Yeah, I'm going to... Peggy, make sure that they leave me a sausage or two. I always like a sausage from a foreign land to check it out against American Italian sausages.
Yeah, I understand that. You want a comparison, you want a chart.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Grace is here, and with Grace's news.
I am. All right, so I know you covered the Jeffrey Toobin of it all, but...
Yeah, and incidentally, there are a lot of really great texts coming in.
You don't
none
say.
None of which I can read on the air, but I just want everybody to know I have read them, and I appreciated them, and I laughed. And I'm going to pass them on to the VIPs, but I really can't pass them out over the airways that are controlled by the Federal Communications Commission.
My favorite take on it was a tweet that just said, the next time Jake Tapper gives you the lecture about how serious CNN is, just please remember this interview with Jeffrey Toobin. I mean...
This is CNN.
And of course they make Allison Camerota do it. It wasn't enough she got booted from her old spot by Brianna Keeler, but now she's got to interview him on this?
You know, Allison, I know Allison a little bit, and, you know, she's not a prude, but I don't think this would really be the most comfortable moment of her life.
She looked visibly uncomfortable. I just watched the interview. But I would be, too. And they make her set the whole thing up. Yeah. She's the one who had to say, well, let me explain it. And he's like, take it away, Allison.
Don't you give this assignment? I mean, you know, even if you don't want to be woke, but I mean, just as a matter of simple common decency, don't you give this rather loathsome assignment to a guy?
I would think, yes. If I were at CNN and they said to me, hey, Grace, Jeffrey Toobin's coming back on today, I would say, okay, so what, are we just going to pretend that he didn't do the, oh, no, you're going to be asking him about that. I would say, I'm good. I'm going to pass on this assignment. Thanks, Jeff Zucker. It was so uncomfortable, truly very, very strange. And it just goes to show you CNN has no standards. By the way, Jeffrey Toobin did mention that he thinks the New York Magazine firing him was...
New Yorker, I think.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you're correct. The New Yorker, that it was it was a harsh punishment. I'm paraphrasing, but he said that he thought they went a little overboard.
Okay.
And he said,
but did he go a little overboard, perhaps?
He's like, I don't want to say in my defense, but I didn't know the computer was on. It's like, how long did he think the break was in the Zoom?
Yeah. It was the middle of the damn day.
It was a middle of the damn day.
A weekday.
You know, that is one thing that COVID did. It took down Toobin's career, because when you think about it, that never would have happened if he were in the office. Well, who knows, really?
Right.
Who knows? All right, to keep going in this general direction, Anthony Weiner is back on...
He is?
On Confide.
Again, I repeat, Anthony Weiner said he would never do it again the first time he got caught, didn't he? And then he had to leave Congress, but he ran for mayor. And he was the front runner. He could have spared the Big Apple, de Blasio. Of course, he would have been the mayor, but he probably would have been better than de Blasio.
Can we just say key word is first time he got caught? That's the key word, is caught. Anthony Weiner back on Confide, the app he used in underage sexting scandal. Anthony Weiner has rejoined the secret messaging app Confide, on which he had a months-long...
What could possibly go wrong?
Sexting relationship with a 15-year-old. Users of the app were shocked to see Carlos Danger is back in town. It seems that if Weiner's personal email was already saved in a user's contact, said, okay. So because his email was saved on the app, users got a message, new friend, Anthony Weiner joined Confide. Send Anthony a message now. These people never learn. I mean, how much more can we take of this?
Do you have to show your library card to prove you're a certain age before you send Anthony a message?
Good question. That should be one of the rules. By the way, First Lady says Biden over-prepared for his Europe trip.
Oh, sure.
Says they are bringing love from America. That's why she wore the jacket that said love on it. They're really big on this, Howie. Do you notice this theme that, like, he's this bookworm who carries around leather books and prepares and asks all these detail-oriented questions?
Nobody's buying this. I told you what the British politician said. We could tell him what was wrong, but he wouldn't remember it 10 minutes later. And that's true.
Yeah, he looked today a lot worse for wear. But according to Dr. Jill, she said Biden is overprepared for his first overseas trip since taking office, ahead of summits and face-to-face meetings in Europe with allies and other world leaders. The First Lady traveled with the president. I'm sure you saw that photo yesterday. She was actually... at his desk.
Right.
With a big binder.
Right. As Tucker Carlson said, maybe she's finally editing her PhD dissertation from the University of Delaware.
I thought that was a really good observation.
Where she couldn't add up to 100%. Kind of like her husband, come to think of it, last week.
Well, they keep throwing the numbers at him.
That 100 is, it's tough, you know? 54 to get to 100. What is it, 38? Is it 42?
Well, speaking of the Bidens, Dr. Jill had this to say about her jacket. Cut 18, please, Taylor.
Explain the message on the back. your jacket, ma'am, if you're willing.
Oh, the love?
Yes.
Well, I think that we're bringing love from America. I think that this is a global conference, and we're trying to bring unity across the globe, and I think that's important right now, that people have feel a sense of unity for all the countries and feel a sense of hope after this year of the pandemic.
It feels like when someone answers the questions at the pageants, world peace.
United States Americans. Maybe we should bring that cut back, Taylor, in the next hour. United States Americans. Remember that? This Miss South Carolina, at Miss Teen America way back when?
Yeah, I remember
it does,
that.
It does sound a lot like Jill, Miss Teen America grown up.
Well, and the other thing is, too, is just that the whole love jacket got a lot of play because people thought she was taking shots at Melania for Melania's I don't care jacket. It's all so lame. Howie, speaking, though, someone I think is really ushering in unity is Senator Kennedy, because whenever you hear from him, he always manages to give you something worth listening to. Do you notice that? He never wastes his airtime. He always gives you a sound cut, and he was talking about...
He delivers.
He was talking
about... He's the milkman, as they used to say.
I would call him Dr. Fauci, but his real name is Dr. Science. And Senator Kennedy was talking about this, and this is what he had to say, cut 11.
Sean, every time I'm asked about Dr. Fauci, I say the same thing. I know Dr. Fauci. I like Dr. Fauci. I respect Dr. Fauci. But Dr. Fauci needs to cut the crap. This isn't about Dr. Fauci. It's not about his feelings. And I'm sorry if his feelings were hurt. You know, maybe he ought to buy an emotional support pony.
How about an emotional support kangaroo?
I think you should just go emotional support pug. It's a lot less work. A pony is a lot of work. And he's busy. He's got a lot of media hits to do.
But see, a pony is like a horse to most people, to him, considering his height.
Very true. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4 XLE, and I love all the people at Toyota of Portsmouth who helped me lease it. They're all so nice. They really help you. They don't put pressure on you. They just let you find the perfect car for you and the perfect plan. Toyota of Portsmouth has a huge, sparkling, clean showroom and an incredible staff. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Grace sent you. Now, because Biden is making this trip to Europe, and there's all this talk about how our reputation in Europe is back, and they're, you know, they consider us in higher regard now that Joe Biden is president.
Yeah, what a bunch of crap that is.
Oh, it's such a bunch of crap. And a lot of people were pointing out what Trump had said before, which is they don't like me in Europe because I'm doing my job. If I wasn't doing my job, they'd probably like me a lot more.
Right. He was forcing them to pay their dues to NATO. They've been shortchanging NATO and leaving the U.S., i.e. us, taxpayers, to pick up the shortfall of billions of dollars for all this time.
Yeah, nobody likes the landlord, but you need one.
Right.
But I thought it was kind of funny because we're talking about how much Europeans like us now and how much they love Joe Biden. You know who's not probably a big fan of Joe Biden? The workers from the Keystone Pipeline, because it has been canceled after Biden had permit blocked. The sponsor of the Keystone XL crude oil pipeline said Wednesday it is pulling the plug on the contentious project after Canadian officials failed to persuade President Joe Biden to reverse his cancellation. Trudeau didn't get the job done, in other words.
Once again, you know, that was another thing that President Trump was talking about on Saturday night that didn't get much play. He was saying, you know, they keep saying we only lost 8,000, 11,000 jobs when Biden shut down the Keystone Pipeline. He said the real number was 48,000.
Yeah.
When you look at all the support workers behind it, 48,000 people lose their jobs.
Well, it was funny because
I'm from the coal mines. I know what it was like. My dad was scared. He said, "Joey, honey."
And Joey, honey.
And then he throws 48,000 people out of work.
Well, so my parents were out to dinner and they got into this conversation, Howie, with kind of a moonbat couple. And the woman said, "Joe Biden has done so much to restore dignity to America." Oh, and my mom said, what has he done? Name one thing. And the woman said, well, and my mom said 48,000 people out of work from the Keystone Pipeline. And like numbers really throw people off because they like the no mean tweets, Trump's a racist. Right. But you throw a couple numbers out there.
Right.
People don't like that. But it's absolutely true. It's 48,000 jobs.
I know the I noticed, too, that the fact checkers did not come back on that 48,000 number. Nobody has disputed that.
Well, Glenn Kessler, you know, he sometimes takes some time off.
He did, though, however, one of them at the Washington Post said that we played the cut last week of Biden saying that in 15 years, every patient in every hospital bed in the United States was going to be an Alzheimer's patient.
Yeah.
And they gave that four Pinocchios and said it was nonsense.
I actually sent that to a nurse I know, and I said, is this true? Could you comment? And she said, I don't know where he's getting his numbers from.
Well, that's what they said. They said it's one thing if, you took these numbers from a source that's disputed or something like that. But he pulled that number just out of thin air.
Yeah, and sometimes he'll say things like that, and then he'll go, I'm serious. I'm not joking. And I feel like saying, it's not that we think you're joking. You're just lying. There's right. nothing funny about it. It's just not true.
Right. But the thing is, though, the Washington Post doesn't mind fact-checking him on that, but they would never fact-check him on the fact that he said yesterday that the greatest crisis facing the U.S. is global warming. And it was just last week he was saying, well, it was white supremacy.
I know.
Right? And then
today he said COVID-19 is the greatest threat to world peace.
Well, that was the old one. So now it's come back around to COVID-19, right?
Changes. There's a lot of changes with Joe Biden. All right, Howie, I'm done with my news. I will see you Monday. I'm off tomorrow, but I'll be listening to the rest of the show.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. Summer is a time for excitement, whether it's leaving your worries behind and going on vacation for a few days or just leaving your comfort zone and trying something new today with HelloFresh, the great food delivery system. It delivers the real high-quality dishes to your door with no contact, no hassles with going to the supermarket, and it allows you to try new dishes without the usual hassles of cooking something for the first time. No puzzling over complicated directions or hunting down ingredients you'll only use once. You know how that is. No need to go grocery shopping. No need to put meal planning on your summer calendar. HelloFresh offers more than 27 meals to choose from every week with new recipes constantly being added. So there's always something new to try.
Yeah, it's not the same 27 recipes every week. There's 27 recipes to choose from every week, and they're all new recipes. Today I had my bibimbap, which is a nice Korean dish, and I'm going to have some bulgogi next week as well. All kinds of different stuff. And
I saw you were eating lunch at 11 o'clock. You were so looking forward to your...
I eat pretty early. I eat breakfast pretty early, so my lunch is fairly early as well. But yeah, that's part of it. I can't wait to have my HelloFresh.
HelloFresh has different meal options for different dietary lifestyles, vegan, low-cal, whatever. And it's inspired by different cuisines. There are even quick dinners and 10-minute lunches. There are also breakfasts, perfect for switching things up. And they have pictures on the recipes, easy-to-follow directions, and those pre-measured ingredients, including for seasoning. So nothing goes to waste. Each dish is easier to make than the last one. And they're all delicious. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. Code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Come on,
G-Dope.
I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
Joining us now is the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, Kevin Frisbee. And we join him every week at this time to talk about the economic situation. Here's a headline from earlier in the week. Deutsche Bank warns of global time bomb coming due to rising inflation. Pretty scary story and a pretty scary report. And it was poo-pooed by the mainstream media. But then today a report comes out. U.S. inflation jumps to 5% through April in quickest rise since 2008. So the inflation rate was up almost 1% month to month. So it looks like Deutsche Bank is onto something. Kevin Frisbee, how serious is this problem?
Well, we've talked about that the last several weeks, right? But the numbers continue to rise, Howie. I mean, 5% this morning is the highest inflation rate since 2008. And 2008 wasn't a very good year, as you can remember, in the market. So the point being is, the interesting thing going on today, I've been watching very closely, the interest rates have really gone down by a big percentage today. Well, that's just the opposite of what should happen when inflation numbers come out like that. So I'm not sure what the market's telling us with the rates going down, if it's foretelling a decline in the markets, you know, that sometimes the markets will follow rates. We're going to have to wait and see. It's something to watch very closely.
And so do you think Deutsche Bank was onto something? Or they're just saying, oh, well, they're the only ones that are saying this, that it's going to get really bad.
Well, I'm not sure really bad is the right term. Obviously, the Deutsche Bank report, I read part of it, just as kind of a wake-up for some people. And hopefully it's not extremely bad like they might predict.
Yeah,
it could get out of hand. Their point is it could get out of hand.
Yeah, what the exact quote is, the effects could be devastating, particularly for the most vulnerable in society. What should people do to prepare for this rising inflation, whether it's moderately bad or terribly bad?
Well, first thing is to hedge your portfolio. Make sure you don't have a tremendous amount of risk right now. Again, markets hit an all-time high today. The S&P 500 all-time high. It looks like we're going to close there. And so, again, the technology, NASDAQ, again, we're at an all-time high today. That market doesn't keep going up forever. It always cycles through, right? So if you get potential bad inflation in front of us, you probably don't want to be sitting on a lot of risk and maybe take some of that risk down right now.
So what do you got for our listeners today, Kevin Frisbee?
I just got back last night from Phoenix, and I did my next 6 episodes, my TV show, and I did an episode with a good friend of mine who's a tax expert on trying to minimize taxes in retirement. So I've got a link, a YouTube link, that I can send that show out, even though it hasn't aired yet, to anybody that wants to call us. And it's great info with this guy that's a tax expert on minimizing taxes in retirement.
And they're still trying to jack up taxes. It doesn't look like they're going to have much success, thank goodness, but they're still working on it. So where do people go to get the link? What's your telephone number, Kevin Frisbee?
Yeah, 800-989-9100. And again, no obligation. They can call us up. We'll get their email. We can send them the link to watch that show. I hot off the press. I just did 6 brand new TV shows just in the last few days. And again, taxes are important, right? Minimizing taxes and trying to get as much into your pocket, out of the government's pocket as you can legally, is the goal. And trying to structure your retirement assets so you can do that the best way. We talk about some of that on the show.
Okay, what's the number again?
Howie, it's 1-800-989-9100 if anybody wants to reach out to us. And our website is frisbeebenefits.com.
And how do you spell Frisbee?
Frisbee, i.e. benefits with an S.
Frisbeebenefits.com. Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate it. And you can call it, no obligations, whether you call or you email. I'm Howie Carr.